Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is taking questions now in a briefing with India's prime minister. Some of their talks focused on trade and the disparity, and Trump announced more military sales to India.
Starting this year, we'll be increasing military sales to India by many billions of dollars. We're also paving the way to ultimately provide India with the F-35 stealth fighters.
The top federal prosecutor in Manhattan has resigned after refusing an order to drop the corruption case against Mayor.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump has signed an executive order slapping reciprocal trade tariffs on products from any nation that imposes tariffs on U.S. goods. Linda Kenyon has the story.
The president says this will level the playing field for those nations, he says, that have treated the U.S. unfairly.
If they have a tariff and then they complain that this is too high, all they have to do is reduce their tariff or not charge it.
But the tariffs don't kick in right away. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says there's probably a reason for that.
This is merely a prelude to bilateral trade negotiations with the affected countries.
Adding it's too soon to talk about the impact tariffs will have on inflation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was sworn in today as the Health and Human Services Secretary.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
Kennedy praised President Trump and suggested many health institutions should meet the same fate as USAID, which Trump has targeted with cuts.
He stood up to it with a masterstroke, and we want to do the same thing with the institutions that are stealing the health of our children.
Cash Patel's nomination to be FBI director advanced in the Senate today. The White House says 75,000 federal workers took its buyout offer, but the fate of many more remains up in the air. Here's correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The Trump administration has warned those millions of federal employees who didn't take the offer that they aren't guaranteed a job. And last night, for example, CBS News confirmed mass firings have begun at the Education Department, where some who were hired most recently were sent letters informing them they've been fired from their job, effective immediately.
Manhattan U.S. Attorney Danielle Sassoon has resigned along with two Justice Department officials over the order to drop corruption charges against Mayor Eric Adams. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
She is somebody who comes with unimpeachable conservative credentials. She clerked for Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. She is an influential conservative and member of the Federalist Society. But she was asked to do something that personally she and the people she worked with thought was improper.
The deputy attorney general argued Adams' prosecution interfered with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. In California, heavy rain is raising concerns about mudslides after the wildfires there.
They provided sandbags for folks, so we got a couple out here. And, you know, if the muds come down heavy, I don't think it's going to stop it, but we're trying to do what we can.
In Oregon, whiteout conditions caused a massive pileup. Officials now say the number of vehicles involved is about 30, down from the original 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the next Midday Magazine, we wrap up the week in part one with the Fact Group from Lincoln High School, and in part two, our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. It's 4 to 5 on WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is taking questions now in a briefing with India's prime minister. Some of their talks focused on trade and the disparity, and Trump announced more military sales to India.
Starting this year, we'll be increasing military sales to India by many billions of dollars. We're also paving the way to ultimately provide India with the F-35 stealth fighters.
The top federal prosecutor in Manhattan has resigned after refusing an order to drop the corruption case against Mayor Eric Adams. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It's a clear sign that there's a lot of politics going on with this new administration, and people are willing to resign because of it.
Reporter Cara Finstrom says heavy rains have prompted evacuations around Los Angeles.
We were up in a hillside community where officers were taking bullhorns and going up and down the streets, letting folks know they are under mandatory evacuation orders.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, cold, a low of 5 below. For tomorrow, a cloudy sky with snow showers developing in the afternoon. Accumulations of 4 to 7 inches by Saturday morning. A high in the low 20s. Winter weather advisories in effect.
It's 9 right now. on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
A week between games for the Wisconsin Badgers. Not to say it was all R&R. Maybe a chance to recharge a little bit, but some good work in for Coach Gard's team as they get ready for Saturday's matchup down in West Lafayette against the Purdue Boilermakers. We welcome you into the Greg Gard Show. On our program tonight, we'll hear from Carter Gilmore. We'll check in with senior guard Max Klesmont. And in the meantime, the Badgers are coming off an impressive road win against the Iowa Hawkeyes last week, getting ready for the Purdue Boilermakers as we welcome the head coach. Said it may be a chance to recharge a little bit, but keeping the edge, that's something that you stressed to your guys after the game Saturday.
Yeah, right? I think it's, you know, you have to be able to do both. You have to be able to use this time wisely and rest and recovery and trying to get some of the aches and pains to dissipate a little bit. They're not all going to go away, but it's the normal, you know, wear and tear that you probably, I always say, if it's something doesn't hurt, you haven't played hard enough at this point in time in the year. But I think it's good. It comes at a good time. I mean, it never comes at a bad time, I don't think. But to be able to kind of not take a lot of days off and vary what we were doing or what we've done here through the week is important. And I think we've, you know, we got two more days here as we prep for Purdue. But it's been a good mix of competition and then being able to, you know, to really recharge, so to speak.
Let's take you back to last Saturday against the Iowa Hawkeyes. By the way, Iowa with an impressive win at Rutgers last night, but Badgers able to get the regular season sweep of Iowa. They came, you know, obviously Owen Freeman is out, but they came out and they got after it, didn't they? They're playing some pretty decent basketball here.
They are. They are. I think it's just the, you know, it's the attrition of our league that there aren't any easy ones. So somebody's going to be just like every other league. Our league record is 50-50, right? Even though that's getting a big somebody's not a math major, whoever keeps throwing that out on the networks nationally. And of course, there's a winner and a loser.
Funny how that works. Yeah. It's a 500 league.
Yeah. But anyway, just to. Yeah, they have played some good basketball, and obviously we know they can score. You refer to the game last night, and obviously Peyton Sanford and Price Sanford and all hit big shots down the stretch, and you know that's not an easy place to play in Rutgers. So it they've continued to battle, even though they've, you know, Thelwell was out last night. You know, obviously Owen Freeman's out for the year, so it just shows you how competitive the league is and how everybody's, you know, battling regardless of where you sit in the order.
You mentioned Peyton Sanford. We talked to you after the game in the two games against Iowa. Your guys made it really tough on him, and this guy's one of the better players, certainly one of the better scorers in the Big Ten. But you mentioned even after the game, though, that was a group effort, wasn't it?
It was. You know, it starts with, obviously, the first assignment, and I think the pride in taking, you know, that on, and I don't want to say personally, but there is some personal pride to it and understanding when you're one of those defenders that get those type of assignments, what you're tasked with doing. And, you know, it starts with Max and the job he did. And obviously John Blackwell had him a little bit. You know, Jack Janicki had him for some. McGee was mostly either on Thelwell or on Josh Dix. But it is. And then it's group effort away from the action, too, of making sure if we did have to switch on to him, if we did have to shock any type of off-ball screening. He doesn't get involved in a lot of on-ball screening, but just being alert. And again, it not only takes the guy that's charged with the chase and the staying attached, but the others around him.
A lot of guys are contributing at the other end of the floor. Certainly John Tanjay and John Blackwell were terrific. And Tanjay's ability to get to the free throw line, I mean, he's 9 of 10. He's had, I think, 4 games at least this season with 10 or more free throw attempts. We think of this team as, you know, shoots a ton of threes, and you guys do shoot a lot of threes, but this guy's a lot more than that, right? His ability to get to the
And I think it's a, you know, it's obviously his ability and his talent and his experience, his maturity of, you know, I get asked all the time, well, why doesn't he attack the basket in the first 12 minutes like he does the last 12 minutes? Well, things change with a defense over the course, and there's a wear and tear and a fatigue factor that sets in if you follow the plan right. and openings to the rim become more open. Maybe the defense is a step slower than they were in the first half, so they're fouling more. And I think he's understood when to and when not to a little bit better as the year's gone on. So it's a combination of a lot of things allow him to get there, specifically when it becomes, you know, crunch time and closing time down the stretch.
John Blackwell with the 19.6 rebounds in the game. He's mentioned this season that, you know, as a sophomore, the role has changed from a year ago to now. But he likes having the ball at crunch time, and he certainly liked, and his teammates were perfectly good with it, you know, hitting a couple of big shots. Again, that maybe that uncommon poise for a guy in his second year.
Yeah, you forget. You have to keep reminding yourself, you know, he's still in the first half of his college career. So, and just his steadiness. I think that's the one thing. If there's similarities between the two Johns, it's the steadiness. It's the, they don't get too high, they don't get too low. I can't rile them up. And I don't really have to pick them up, you know. So it's just the steadfastness I think those two guys play with that really allows them to be consistent.
That's part of the big tricks of coaching successfully, right?
Should have majored in psychology.
Right? All you guys, right? Yes. Because it's like, what button do I push with this guy? Because player A, player B,
they're
player
all different.
C could all be very different.
They are absolutely all different. And I think, you know, the thing that's probably made that even more clear to me is having my own son on the team. You know, I know where his buttons are and how to push him. Just call his mom. But for everybody else, yeah, everybody is motivated by different factors.
Your son has had a lot of days this year where he has been lighting it up with the scout team, which for dad/coach, mixed emotions probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the assistants all joke that they like it when he lights it up because I don't get as fumigated at the other team. There's like a balance there. There's a work-life balance. You know, I'm watching him in life shoot well, and in work I'm frustrated that we can't guard him. But yeah, if we had a most improved on the scout team from where he started to where he is now, he may be a first ballot winner on that one, because he has definitely gotten better. But it's been fun to watch, you know, and he's got great teammates around him that understand the big picture and have made it enjoyable for him and enjoyable for us.
We mention this every year. I bring it up to you every year because I'm always fascinated by these guys that, you know, their work is going to be primarily on the scout team. You know, they can get into some games certainly now and then, but you've had a lot of really good guys through the years, and that's been their primary role, and that they can't wait to get the scouting report of the opponents. And that's something, like, when you get to a certain point of the season, you might slip a little bit. That hasn't been much of an issue here, though.
No, and I think it's really important. It's something I always felt was important, even in my time as an assistant, that you have to be really specific about who you have sitting in that locker room, specifically those people in the walk-on positions, that they have to make sure they have the right things in mind, that they're not going to get the 25 shots a game like they did in high school. They're not going to have TV cameras and microphones in their face. They're not going to play, quite frankly, most often. Now, there's always an avenue. We've had some that have come through the ranks and have worked their way into it. But by and large, having them understand their role and embrace their role and being stars in their role. We've been fortunate, knock on wood. And I think our vetting process helps making sure the right people are in that locker room, because that's important. If you have somebody that's discontent, that, you know, isn't playing or is in that role, and they're creating toxicity in the locker room, that's unhealthy. I don't care where you sit in the locker room in terms of the pecking order, so to speak. And we've been very fortunate to have really good team-oriented people in those chairs.
Yeah, one of those non-negotiables in the changing world of college athletics, right? You better have the right people in line, no matter
what.
Yeah,
it won't work if you don't. Yeah, I don't care what your talent level is. I've kind of patented the phrase chemically imbalanced. If you're chemically imbalanced, it's not going to work. And we see it across the country, you know, and we see it when it's really good, what we've had here, you know, even in this new era of college athletics, of kind of a transient nature of your roster, and you're pivoting from year to year as you comprise your roster, the chemistry and the connectivity of the group is either going to make you or break you. And fortunately for us, it's really made us.
I was thinking of your teams over the years, and they've always, you can hear the cackling on the bus rides. You're in the middle of this season, and they're having fun. You know, when Johnny Davis was here a few years ago, the card games and all of that. And this year's group, you know, every team is different, obviously, but this year's group, it seems to continue that trend and then some, because they do like being around each other, don't they?
They do. They do. And I think you're always cognizant of that. And I think hopefully as I've gathered experience as a head coach, I've gotten hopefully better in their eyes in terms of, you know, understanding it's still a game, and it's still, you know, we played a little game the other day. We had Wednesday off, but on Tuesday I dusted off an old drill that nobody remembered, even the assistants, and it's called Quick Strike, and it's 5-on-5, and you get the number of points. We put 3 minutes on the clock, and I know the verbal explanation of this probably for our listeners is I'll lose them at some point in time, but 3 minutes on the clock, 5-on-5, and it promotes playing fast. So when you score, whatever amount of time was left on the shot clock, you get that many points. So if you score in 28, like in the first 2 seconds, like you get a breakaway or you have a turnover to a layup, you get 28 points. And we play the first team to 150. And the team was having a blast. You talk about work their butts off, run the floor, compete. And they're like, coach, and none of even the older guys, I think we've done it with the older guys, remembered it. And so they're like, coach, can we do that again someday? It was like, it's kind of like one of those games at recess you pull out as a teacher that, you know, capture the flag or whatever, that doesn't get pulled out every time. But it allowed them to do what we want to do in terms of emphasizing transition. And it doesn't matter how I put the teams, because you score fast, and it doesn't matter. I can imbalance the teams in terms of experience, talent, et cetera. If you score fast, you get more points. So it really promoted that, like, you better get back in transition because they're coming. And if they get a quick one off, hence the, you know, the name Quick Strike. So we had some fun with that on Tuesday and wrapped up practice and got them to really compete and work hard in condition without them even knowing they were doing it.
Hey, I was going to say, that's a lot of fun. Let's get shots up quick. Well, they're all about that. We'll take a break later in the show. We'll check in with Carter Gilmore as well as Max Klesman. Back with more with the head coach in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Race to savings at Menards for products to update your home. Get a paint that combines durability with gorgeous color. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. And when you apply Dutch Boy with the finest painting tools from Purdy, transforming your home has never been easier. Refresh your home today with paint from Dutch Boy. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race the savings on great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Oh, well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Rolling on with the Greg Gard Show. It's the Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers on Saturday down at Mackey Arena. Our coverage starts 11 a.m. Tip time is noon Central Time. We'll get into the Boilers in a moment. So this is the time of year that I, as a member of the media, pay more and more attention to net rankings and a little bit of Ken Palm, but basically the net rankings. And as we record this, you're 16th. When do people start? You're getting ready to try to win a game on right. Saturday. You got a lot going on, but I'm sure people are, you know, the assistants, AJ, you know, Joe, all those guys. Are they? Hey, coach, here's where we are. Here's our quad one record, quad two record.
Yeah, they. That's a when the Vikings Packers aren't up for debate. Then it shifts usually after January 1st to either complaining or whatever about net or BPI or whatever. You know. Ken Palm, whatever, however. Yeah, I watch it. I evaluate it a little bit. You know, I think we're pretty steady. We've been pretty steady here. I think we're 12 in Ken Palm and, as you mentioned, 16 in net. And we've kind of hovered in that area in both. And, yeah, I mean, we were all human, so you pay attention to it and kind of watch more a deeper dive with the Ken Palm. You're looking at the analytics behind it, not just that final raw number of 12, but where we are offensively, where we are defensively, where we are with effective field goal percentage, where we are with effective field goal percentage defense, all those things that result become the 12 becomes the byproduct of all those other factors put in. So, yeah, we do watch it. I try not to, you know, lose any sleep about it because, just quite frankly, you win games, you'll be happy with your number.
Yeah, no, that's how it works. I know this weekend they're releasing the top 16 teams. You'll be a little busy, so you probably won't be tuning into that. And obviously, Selection Sunday is a few weeks away yet. The Ken Palm numbers, I know you've talked a lot. You get asked a lot about the defense and how it has continued to improve. You can, like the Ken Palm site, you could punch up conference only numbers. You guys are right, you're getting near the top.
Yeah, we are. I think we're second in offense and third in defense or something like that. And yep. It's really us, Purdue, Michigan State. I think it looks like our 1, 2, 3 in both categories, depending on how you divide them. At least the last I looked, maybe last night's events changed it. But we're where we need to be, and obviously competing at the top end of this league, which is always the goal, and that'll put you in position for things beyond February if you handle your business in the prior three, four months. So I think we're, you know, the numbers bear out that we're a really good team, and we are. And now we got to keep on keeping on.
We talk about the improvement, and the easy question is to ask about offensively. And obviously, you guys have been good throughout offensively. But with this, with newcomers, be they transfers, just young guys, is it not unrealistic? It might take a little time on the other end of the floor.
Absolutely.
Now they're really starting to come together.
I think continuity and connectiveness and everything that goes to making a good offensive team is very similar on the defensive end. Just the understanding each other, having that connection, knowing you know, where people's strengths and weaknesses are, and then also improving individually, just getting better at instincts and better at understanding, making the rules or the structure of our defense from I have to think about it to I naturally do it, and it's an instinct, and we're getting better at the older guys I think are always pretty well ingrained. By the time you get 2-3 years here, it's pretty well stomped into you, so to speak, that they figure it out or they understand it. They know the hows and the whys. The younger guys, or the newer guys, I can't use younger, are getting better at the they understand the whys, then it's a matter of making the hows automatic. And that's where we're, I think, taking some jumps.
Getting ready for the Boilermakers. Zach Edey finally has moved on, obviously in the NBA right now, but Braden Smith and Trey Kaufman Wren, I've made this like loose comparison. It's almost like the 90s NBA version of Stockton to Malone.
I was just going to say that,
right?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
No. I mean, the jump, you know, we talk about our guys improving, and obviously Purdue Matt does a phenomenal job there, and very similar in DNA in terms of how he runs his program and vice versa here. But yeah, the jump that Braden's made, even though he was a terrific player last year, he's better, and obviously you lose the two-time national player of the year and they aren't skipping much of a beat. And I think even talking to Matt when Kaufman Wren was young freshman, he thought the potential of being a really good all-conference type player was there, and obviously we're seeing that come into form. And then you sprinkle in other good role players around him. I wouldn't call Foster Lawyer a role player, but others with First and CJ Cox and Miles Coven and the other guys, Riley Burgess, who we recruited a little bit, just as with them having some injuries with the other big guys and the Jacobson kid, Burgess has stepped up, and just like I said, they've got star power and Lawyer and Smith and Wren, and then they've got other guys that have really embraced their roles, much like we've had a Gilmore and a McGee embrace their roles here.
Yeah, I was talking to someone this morning, and it just the similarities of the programs, they seem to me to be kind of striking. And I remember when Dick Bennett was hired here back in the mid-90s, when Gene Katie was a head coach, up to that program. Let's do it this way. It's not, you know, let's get guys who continue to get better and let's get toughness and all of this. And you mentioned, you know, Purdue's got guys who are continuing to get better, being stars in their roles. Sounds pretty familiar to what Badger fans have watched.
It does. I think there are a lot of similarities, and I think you look to the consistency that both programs have had over the last 25. We both have our dips. I mean, people forget Purdue finished in last place, I think, at least two, if not three times in Matt's tenure there. So there has been some dips. We all go through it for a variety of reasons, but by and large, the most consistent programs, are Wisconsin, Purdue, and Michigan State year in and year out. And what's the commonalities? They've all stayed true to who they are, and obviously Michigan State's had the same coach for 100 years, and he was there before that. And I think you see the similarities from Gene Katy to Matt, from Dick to Bo to myself, and just how there's been continuity in terms of having people at the institution that understands how that institution works and how you can be successful at that specific school. May not work at school X, Y, or Z, and what you do at school X, Y, or Z may not work here, but I think understanding who you are, understanding who you are not, and really trying to stay in that who you are lane, just lends itself to consistency, which is what we've seen.
Yeah, no, Dick, it goes back, I remember Dick Bennett, know who you are, but you've added know who you're not, and that's really important.
It's equally as important as know who you are, because you try to be somebody you're not, just it doesn't work. It won't, and like I said, how we do it here may not work at Alabama or Kentucky or Florida and vice versa. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of glove, so to speak.
Yeah, what I love about both programs, this is what they do, this is how they do it, and unapologetically, and they shouldn't be apologized because they win a lot. This is one of the great atmospheres. We talk about atmospheres all the time, but the bottom line is they're really good, again, right?
And you always know,
all
makes
the noise
the atmosphere.
About that
yeah.
makes the atmosphere great,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah, all those easy atmospheres are usually with bad teams.
Funny
it's amazing
how that
correlates, yeah. But yeah, we've accused them of piping in fake sound or fake music. I know they won't change the roof because it reverberates or vibrates off that.
Yeah, it is loud.
It is loud, yes. So, yeah, it's fun. It's college basketball at its best. It's going to be two really good teams going at it. And two really good programs, let alone teams that have been able to sustain and succeed through the test of time.
Yeah, it's fun to see this team in the thick of the chase once again, the Wisconsin Badgers. And then after Saturday, they actually get to come home for a few games beginning Tuesday night against the Illinois Fighting Illini. We'll take a break and we continue. We'll check in with, well, they're calling him Gilly James these days, otherwise known as Carter Gilmore. We'll check in with the senior from Heartland, Wisconsin in a couple of minutes as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show as we shift our attention to a couple of Coach Gard's seniors, a couple of in-state guys. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Max Klesbitt. Right now, we check in with Carter Gilmore out of Heartland, Wisconsin, or Gilly James, as many refer to him now, off of that 15-point performance a week ago Saturday against Northwestern, a career high in terms of point production for Gilly. Also had 7 rebounds, and all of that was needed, as you know, as the Badgers rallied to take down the Wildcats down at Welsh Ryan Arena. He followed that up with a 10-point game last week against Indiana. Didn't score much in the Iowa game, had 3 points, but still did a lot of other things that the coaches have been appreciating for quite some time now. But when you score, attention increases. I asked Gilly what his world has been like coming off of that Northwestern game a week ago Saturday.
My phone's been pretty busy recently, especially just seeing all the family, friends, and the Badger fans just all reaching out, congratulating me, and just kind of everyone telling me of how proud they are and how happy they are for me. So it's been pretty cool to live these past couple of days and see all the support that you have here.
Gee, there's the point, but you had 7 rebounds, you played D, but everybody just wants to talk about the buckets, right?
Yeah, that's what they seem to like around here. I thought it was going to be the defense and the little plays that made the Badger fans happy, but it seems like points can make them even more happy, so might have to start scoring a little more here now.
Well, the thing about it too, Carter, I mean, they were big. You know, when you hit the first three, even, you know, Butchie's going, hey, circle this moment. Then you came back and you hit another one. I mean, points are great whenever you can get them, but you guys really needed those too. That's got to make you feel great.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to do it in a moment like that, when your team needs it and you can come out with a win, that's what makes it truly special. I mean, you can go out there and if we lose, it doesn't really mean much to me or anyone. So that's obviously the most important. But, yeah, I mean, I was just going out there giving what they took me, and to have it happen in a game like that and come out on top made it extra special for sure.
You and I talked earlier in the season about the confidence, and, I mean, you know you can shoot. You know you can score. You did it in high school at a prolific level. But to hear it from the coaches when they say, hey, you're open, let it go, makes a world of difference, maybe.
For sure. I mean, I think, yeah, there's work that's gone into it for sure. I don't want people to think that it was just a switch that flipped overnight. But I think people have kind of seen, first with Kamari, kind of the difference that it's made in his game this year, and then the differences it made in my game as well. As I've been pretty vocal about it, a lot of the credit goes to the coaches, not only the new offensive system they put in, but just kind of how vocal and how positive and given how confident they've been. It's been double the years past, and they've done such a good job of putting us in the right spots to be successful. And like you said, just hearing them being confident in you, that basket seems twice as big when they say that to me. So Coach Gard can't say it too much, otherwise those shots might go up a little extra. But no, it for sure is a lot of help, and thanks to the coaches for believing in me as well.
You know, I was talking to Kamari a couple weeks ago, and he talked obviously the shooting over the summer, but he's playing more minutes, get into the flow. You have a pretty good feel now when you're going to get caught. And I mean, and you have for a while, but yeah. That's a big deal, isn't it? Like, okay, I know that I'm going to get a fair share of minutes every night.
Yeah, for sure. And especially after being behind Tyler Wahl for those years, it was, if I did something wrong, I was probably going to go out and he was going to put Tyler back in for the veteran presence. And that's who he trusted. And that was who our starter was. So it was often that I was playing tense not to make a mistake, because I knew if I did, I was going to come out. So, yeah, having it this year, kind of knowing that I'm going to play a good amount of minutes, I know when I'm going to go in, I know that I can probably play through a mistake if I make one out there, just makes it a lot more fun. And I know that's when I'm playing my best, is when I'm playing with joy and having fun out there. So to just kind of be in that role, in that position, helps immensely to just kind of get in a rhythm and be able to play through my mistakes as well.
This is a time of year where people use the term dog days. I asked Coach Reef about that. And maybe it's real, but you mean you always seem to be in a great mood. You're happy to be here. Kamari McGee, like, I don't see anybody who's not happy to be here, but some guys show it more. You, Kamari, Max. If there is a dog days, I mean, it seems like your personality and your approach to the game helps you fight through that and just try to get better every day.
Yeah, for sure. I think every day you have a choice to either choose to be happy or choose to be sad, regardless of the circumstances. And I've learned early on, that's how my parents always taught me. If you have the choice, why not to choose to be happy? And I think that's something I just try to do, is be a light in everyone's day. I know that I'm so blessed to be here in the position I am, to go out here, play basketball for the Wisconsin Badgers, regardless if my shot's going in or not. I'm healthy. I get to live out my dream every day, inspire others. So when you get to do that, it's easy to live with just joy. And then just to have little performances here and there where you get to see all the support. You got to, your family's texting you little pictures of your little cousins and stuff like that wearing your jersey. And seeing just kind of your dream pay off and all the hard work pay off with all the support makes it all worth it and easy to put a smile on my face for sure.
And hearing people chant your name as you're trying to do a TV interview courtside.
Yeah, all that stuff helps as well for sure. So, yeah.
But your folks can talk to you as mom and dad, but they can also talk to you as two people who played the game mm-hmm. at the college level too. I know I've asked you about that in the past, but it's never a bad idea to circle back to that. I mean, parental advice is always great, but your parents played, so yeah. That's a big help too.
Yeah, for sure. I think my parents, especially my dad, have always given me the tough love of you're going to work hard, put your nose to the grindstone. Grass isn't always going to be greener on the other side. All those lessons that as a kid I didn't really listen to, I didn't like to listen to. I fought my dad hard on a lot of times. But yeah, just growing up in my household around my family, not only my parents, but my aunt and uncle, my grandparents, all just super faith-based and solution focus is what they really pride themselves on. And when I kind of hit the hard spots or stuff wasn't going as well for me, I was just able to turn back on everything I've learned growing up. And they obviously set great examples for me. And when the hard times came, they didn't just coddle me and tell me that everything was going to be okay. They knew that it was going to be a battle that I was going to fight. They were always going to be there to support me, but that it wasn't going to be easy. But having them there supporting me along the way made it not only worth it, but doable for sure.
For sure. It's as great a moment as it was, a great day as it was for you. I know I was talking to Coach Reef. You guys as a team, I'm pretty convinced there's a lot more out there to get, right? I mean, this is like as good as well as you guys have played, the level can still get better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we've seen not the ceiling that we can get to, but what happens when our shots are going in at a high level. I think we show that we can compete with anyone when we're doing that. Obviously, we got to get our defense a little more consistent. If we can get that up to the top 25 at least, and really just putting those two things together, can we have a good offensive game and good defensive game and putting it together for a full game? We've had stretches where we do it for a half here and half there, but if we want to compete for a national championship like we think we're capable of, we're going to have to put it together for a full 40 minutes, and that's something we're still working on, but I think some that the maturity of this team, that we not only know it, we're talking about it, and something we all talk about is that we can't be all talk. We got to go out there and do it with our actions. And I think that's something throughout the season we've learned, and some against the Northwestern that we all knew that, hey, this is a test. And we've had chances at UCLA and other games, and we didn't come out on top. So it's about time we go out and do it instead of talking about it. So hopefully we can continue to do that and build upon that as well.
That's Carter Gilmore, senior out of Heartland, Wisconsin. We'll keep it in state as we check in with Nina's own Max Klesmit in a couple of minutes as the Great Guard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub. Lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub Lots of Matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brew Pub Lots of Matzo pizza.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In a few minutes, we'll check out the Big Ten schedule this coming weekend. Right now, we hear from senior guard Max Klesmans. And while that shooting percentage isn't what he's used to, you get a feeling he is starting to heat up a bit. His assist-to-turnover ratio has been very good. The defense has been very good. The leadership has been there throughout. And with the team winning as it has been, winners of 11 of their last 13 games, you better believe Max Klesmans is enjoying this ride in this his final season of college basketball.
Winning is obviously fun, but I think the way we're kind of going about it and the way we're prepping for games right now and how we carry ourselves, that's the part that's more fun. The interactions off the court with one another. Hanging out in the locker room, grabbing food, things of that nature. It's been a lot of fun here the past couple months and, looking to finish strong and carry it into March Madness.
All the newcomers that I've talked to, they've mentioned how they've been made to feel welcome almost from the very beginning, not almost, but absolutely from the very beginning. I would think guys like you and Kamari and Gilly and Stevie, you guys have a big role in that, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was kind of the foundation that was left before and, how Tyler Wall kind of passed it down to us. But you just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. You're surrounded and you're by a lot of the same guys every day. So you want to know who you're working with, who you're playing with, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. But, I think the thing that we all appreciate is how we recruit here at Wisconsin and, how the coaches really sort out and find the guys that are a right fit and the right mold for the university, not just the basketball team. So it's pretty easy to mesh together, become friends, for lifelong friends, I should say, and enjoy the time that we got with one another for sure.
I know Coach Gard has talked about that for years, that the best teams around here tend to be the teams that get along. Like in the NBA, maybe you do that, maybe you don't, but here it seems to matter. Have you found that to be the case here as well?
For sure. I think the best teams ever are the teams who get along the most but can also be the most competitive with one another once you step on the court and get in between the lines, and I think that's what we have going right now here. We got a competitive group that comes raring and ready to go every single day at practice, in the weight room and things about that. I've been preaching that since we first got here and how competitive it is, but our ability to kind of flip the switch off and be each other's best friend off the court, in the locker room, and be good people in the classroom and outside in the real world. I think that kind of carries over to the play, directly translates.
Seems like there's different ways to lead, but it's easy to notice that you and Kamari are vocal as well as lead by example. Has that been a part of your game going back to the high school, even before? That's just an important aspect of you as being someone who's willing to lead other guys?
For sure. I think the lead by being a vocal leader is something that was kind of more natural for me, for sure. I think other guys, John Tanjay, Steve, are more lead by example guys, maybe not as vocal, but definitely setting the foundation for the young guys and how hard you got to work if you want to play and how hard you want to work if you want to be a successful basketball player and a successful person. Mm-hmm. But from top to bottom, we got guys who put in a crazy amount of work, things of that nature.
Everybody's really uptight around here, as you can tell.
No, you can see, we run a really tight ship, and everybody's no, things like that. I mean, keeping a light around each other, and you know, making each other smile and laugh, getting to play the game with a ton of joy is something that we preach here and what's working.
Which leads to the next question is for the radio crowd only, one of his teammates out there goofing around behind us here. When you're at this time of year, middle of the season or maybe just past, the dog days, whatever you want to call it, how do you guys get through it? And not just get through it, but get better during this time of year?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I think a lot of teams throughout the country face this struggle once it gets a little later in the season of who's going to fracture first, who's going to be the first team to give in. Maybe it's, you know, outside noise, schoolwork, internal things in the locker room, things of that nature. But I think, like I've said before, the thing about this group is how connected and together we are as a whole, not just on the floor, but in the weight room, how we carry ourselves off the floor and things like that. I think, you know, with me and Kamari, kind of like you said, being vocal leaders, we do a decent job, I'd like to say, preaching the togetherness part in the locker room. And, you know, being my fifth year playing college basketball, you've really, you know, I've seen what works for teams and what can kind of bring teams down and, you know, what causes issues. But what we got going right now and how we're carrying ourselves and the maturity that, you know, this team kind of walks with, I think it's going to be beneficial for us here later in the season and moving forward.
I know I've asked you this before at other at various functions. We saw John Tanjay recently go on a 16-point personal heater.
Yeah.
You've done that a few times and then some. For those of us who haven't, which would be most of us, what's that like? As soon as it leaves your hands, you're positive it's going down?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, the heater phase is maybe one would call it. It definitely feels like you're in some sort of a trance, a good trance. You know, every time you shoot, it doesn't matter if it's from 3 feet or 30 feet. It feels like it's bottom of the net. You know, you don't need any rim involved, but I think it all goes into his preparation and how he works, though, and, you know, the confidence, but also the humbleness that he carries with himself. I think it's paying off for him, and, you know, the hard work is always going to show. I've always said that. You see it with guys like Tanjay right now, with the heaters he's going on, or you see it in a guy like Gilly, who he's been working his whole life for that moment, and he was ready, and he was well prepared for it. But, yeah, you know, the feeling of being in a heater is one of one. I hope he can... You know, hopefully he feels like he's in a heater for a couple more months here. That'd be awesome for our team and everything. But, no, I think it comes from his confidence and his humbleness for sure.
It seems like with this team too, Max, and there have been all kinds of teams here through the years that have been this way, it doesn't matter who it is,
right?
I mean, John had a game he didn't score, and he was as happy as anybody in the locker room. And you just mentioned Carter Gilmore. Mm-hmm. I mean, how fun has that been for you guys in the locker room? You know better than we do what he's put in to have games like that.
For sure. I think another thing, too, we don't necessarily preach it, but just celebrating others' success. You know, being your teammate's biggest fan, make sure and he's feeling confident and ready to go because, you know, that's reciprocated. You know, I've always been taught treat others how you'd like to be treated, and I think we got that going as a team, kind of mojo, the motto of kind of what we do and how we work. Everybody kind of carries that along with them, even though, like, we don't speak it. That's definitely the feel that we give off. But it's awesome. You know, like I said, seeing those guys, the hard work and everything they put into this finally paying off, it's something that makes you excited. And, you know, you're excited for the future. Coach always speaks about it. I feel like we're just cracking the roof right there, tapping into the potential of the team we can be. But no, I think it's great for the future and kind of what we have to work forward and, you know, keep working towards our goals and things of that nature and in that aspect.
Yeah, the final thought could kind of pick up on your last answer there, because Carter Gilmore was saying the same thing, is that as well as you guys have been playing, you feel like you're not at your ceiling yet, and maybe that's as exciting a thought as any right now, isn't it?
100%. Just the fact that, you know, I don't even think we've tapped into 75 or 80% of what our full 100% potential could be. And I think the coaching staff and, you know, specifically Coach Gard does a really good job of preaching that and, you know, making us remember we weren't picked to be where we might finish now at the end of the year before the season. And the mentality about that is still we've never cared about that. We've always came in every day and, you know, brought the metal lunch pail and the bucket hat with us, and we're ready to work and we're ready to go, ready to take on whatever challenge is ever thrown at us. But I think they do a good job of instilling that, you know, the hunger, the dog type of mentality that everybody talks about nowadays in our team as a whole. So, you know, moving forward, we're going to keep working hard, take it day by day, but look to improve a little bit.
That's senior guard Max Klesmond. We'll take another break and check out the conference schedule this coming weekend as the Great Guard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court may revisit it. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
And make your reservations today.
If you're hearing this the first time, the Thursday night game has Nebraska on the home floor against the Maryland Terrapins. Huskers go into a Thursday night's game having won four in a row. They have bounced off the canvas here after a very tough stretch. Standalone game on Friday night. UCLA will be in Bloomington taking on Indiana. The Hoosiers getting a big win earlier this week at Michigan State. In addition to the Badgers, Boilermakers game on Saturday, you got Washington out east at Penn State, USC on the home floor against Minnesota, and Michigan State looking for a bounce-back win. Tough assignment, though, as they head to Champaign to take on Illinois. On Sunday, four more conference games. Michigan's at Ohio State. Nebraska's at Northwestern. Iowa is in College Park to take on Maryland. And the Oregon Ducks have the home floor against Rutgers. It's the Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers coming up on Saturday down at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. Our coverage will start at 11 a.m. Tip time is set for noon. When last they met, Big Ten Tournament. Classic overtime win for the Badgers in Minneapolis. We'll see if they can pull one off on Saturday at Mackey Arena. We'll talk to you then on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit them.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has his administration looking at tariffs charged on American goods compared to what the U.S. charges for imported items. He's threatening reciprocal tariffs.
If they have a tariff and then they complain that this is too high, all they have to do is reduce their tariff or not charge it.
Manhattan federal prosecutor Danielle Sassoon resigns after receiving DOJ orders to drop New York City Mayor Eric Adams' criminal case. She calls it baffling. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
As the courthouse closed in Manhattan late today, the case against Eric Adams is still there, has not yet been dismissed.
In Southern California, concern over the heavy rainfall hitting wildfire-scarred areas. CBS News Los Angeles' Cara Finstrom and Sierra Madre.
There are big worries about potential mud flows. And a little earlier today, we were up in a hillside community where officers were taking bullhorns and going up and down the streets, letting folks know they are under mandatory evacuation orders.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.